Looking at the Ask for Angela program, what exactly will escorting to safety actually mean?
Well, the whole program pretty much designed to formalise things that already exist. We know that in a lot of pubs and venues all around Sydney, that we've got some amazing bartenders and people that kind of keep an eye on their patrons and are there if they get in trouble. Ask for Angela is just a way to make sure that those staff have got training so that if somebody is at a pub or club and they're on a date and it's not going well or they're not feeling 100% comfortable with the person that they're with, that there's a way for them to kind of flag that and get some support if they need it.
Yeah, I believe the previous language around this sometimes in some venues was ask for an angel shot. This is sort of more legitimising that.
It is, yeah. It's kind of like formal ghosting in a way, but in a way that kind of makes sure that people are looked after and feel safe.
Originally, this Angela program was created in Lincolnshire, England. Have we got sort of an idea of how effective the program has been in other places before coming here?
Yeah, so the New South Wales Police are really kind of leading the charge on this, and they've seen that it's been not only popular overseas, but in some more regional communities like Albury and things like that. So the program has been shown to work, and that's why we've now, with the City of Sydney, decided to give it a crack here in our area and see how it goes here.
Have you seen much of a reaction from the venues so far?
Yeah, the venues are very much in support of it. As I said before, it's something that sort of happens in venues. And I remember when I worked in pubs and clubs not that long ago, that it was something that staff were aware of and that we worked with security with a fair bit. But it's always good, I think, to be able to give staff just that little bit more training so that if things do escalate, you kind of know what to do and you know at what point, whether you need to call the police, whether you need to just sort of discreetly get someone out of there, and just make sure that if anyone's in your club that they're having a good time and they feel safe and in control of the situation.
And just what will the training actually involve? I would imagine, you know, I mean, to make sure that these things are safe and thorough enough, there might be training kits that are sent out to each individual venue to sort of manage the training on their own sort of time. But what will it actually involve?
So I spoke to staff a few days ago and they said that there's already around about 150 people who have signed up to do training. And that's sort of, a session where people go in, they run through a whole range of scenarios and then they become really clear about what each scenario might look like. So really it's just about minimising harm and making sure that there's a nice open dialogue between punters and bar staff, and so that they don't feel the burden, I guess, of having to fix every single situation, but they know where to and how to get help where needed.
And just as I mentioned before, I mean, like I said, the previous language that I was aware of was ask for an angel shot. And I think this was kind of spread around in some venues by having signs up in the women's bathroom. You went into the women's bathroom, you had this sign up saying, you know, if you feel uncomfortable with who you are, ask for an angel shot, our staff will help you out. Not to put too fine a point on it, but I am a man and I don't go visiting women's bathrooms in clubs. And yet I'm sort of across this language. Is there a concern that, asking for Angela, if this campaign is successful, at the same time it will become very recognisable and then lose its effect to kind of ask for help in a discreet way in awkward situations?
Yeah, I think there's two parts of the campaign. One of them is certainly kind of dealing reactively with people when they are in trouble, but I think it's part of a much bigger and more important conversation that says that this kind of creepy, crappy behaviour just isn't tolerated. So I don't think it's an issue that people are aware of the scenario, because I think it sends a much stronger message in that this sort of behaviour isn't something that we should accept anywhere, and that people deserve to feel safe at all times. So I don't really think that's an issue at all.
Absolutely. Well, Jess, thank you very much. Really do appreciate your time this morning.
No dramas. Have a good one, Sean.